The price of health.
Health may be earned by proper habits of life and may be made to yield interest and compound interest. But this capital, more precious than any bank deposit, may be sacrificed by intemperance in eating and drinking, or by leaving the organs to rust from inaction. Pet indulgences must be given up. Laziness must be overcome. The reason why many of our ministers complain of sickness is they fail to take sufficient exercise and indulge in overeating. They do not realize that such a course endangers the strongest constitution. Those who are sluggish in temperament should eat very sparingly and not shun physical taxation. Many of our ministers are digging their graves with their teeth. The system, in taking care of the burden placed upon the digestive organs, suffers, and a severe draft is made upon the brain. For every offense committed against the laws of health, the transgressor must pay the penalty in his own body. When not actively engaged in preaching, the Apostle Paul labored at his trade as a tent maker. This he was obliged to do on account of having accepted unpopular truth. Before he embraced Christianity, he had occupied an elevated position and was not dependent upon his labor for support. Among the Jews, it was customary to teach the children some trade, however high the position they were expected to fill, that a reverse of circumstances might not leave them incapable of sustaining themselves. In accordance with this custom, Paul was a tent maker. And when his means had been expended to advance the cause of Christ and for his own support, he resorted to his trade in order to gain a livelihood.